everybody. We're here with Woody Bears Radio, and I got a special guest on. His name is DJ Swift Killer. Let's hear what he has to say.
Hey.
Hey, guys. How's it going, guys?
How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, man. Just, you know, relaxing on my beautiful day outside. You know, I'm just chilling.
Yeah. So tell me about this new song that you sent me, Big Jump. It's called?
Oh, yeah. So Big Jump was inspired by a lot of the big room bass songs that have been out lately. And, you know, I found some time to actually complete a few new tracks. And this happened to be my favorite one. And I've gotten a lot of great response over the last few days from close friends of mine just previewing it to them. And I uploaded it recently to my SoundCloud. And I've been getting a lot of good feedback. And I played it recently at the club I just played at, and, you know, everyone kept coming up to me like, man, that's so dope. And I was just like, man, hell yeah. So I sent that over to you guys, and, you know, I'm glad you guys liked it, and thanks for having me so far, you know?
Well, I took the time to listen to it, and I really enjoyed it. I'm not a big fan of techno, but I must say that for the people that are coming out nowadays, I mean, I would compare you to, like, someone, like, good, like Daft Punk or something that you could hear on the radio, you know?
Definitely, and I appreciate that, brother.
So tell me about, what are your upcoming events here pretty soon?
Yeah, I've got a few new events that I'm going to be playing at. I will be returning back to the House of Blues February 20th for the Hip Hop International Mixer. For those of you who don't know what that is, it's basically, it's a hip hop show. Basically I get to, scratch battle and play some of the guys, music, while they sing live over it. And, you know, it's always a good time. Groove International Talent Agency hooked me up with that, and they've been great. They really know how to put on a show together, and it's just one of those things. I'm glad for them to have me, and, it's great. I mean, my roots come from hip hop, so. That's when I started DJing as of a scratch battleist. And so, like, I have a deep love for hip-hop, you know. EDM music, yeah, I've been listening to that since I was a kid, but hip-hop's where it's at. It's just been one of my favorites, you know, besides some reggae, you know. I love a good ska band, and, you know, it is what it is. But that's February 20th, House of Blues, San Diego. I'll be performing there along with many other live bands and acts, but I'll be DJing that show. I'll be their house DJ for the night. And then on the 21st of February, so the next day, I know, back-to-back, crazy, right? But the next day, I'll be doing an event with Revive 619. There will be details to follow here in the next few weeks as far as location. But that is going to be an all-hands-down DJ jam sesh. Like, we're just going to go in there and rip up the club like we always do. And it's always a great time with those guys, you know. And
yeah,
Juan Colazo.
Sounds like a great time.
Yeah, dude. Juan Colazo, he knows how to put on a good production, and he's the owner of Revive 619, so it's going to be fun. I encourage everyone to come out and do, you know, and have a good time here in San Diego. I mean, if you're out of the area, you know, make the effort. Come listen to something new, you know?
I totally agree with that. Hey, everybody, if you guys don't at least give this guy a chance and hop on his SoundCloud, you guys are crazy. I'm going to be playing one of his songs here pretty soon, and it's called Big Jump, the one we were just talking about. And let me tell you, I was not expecting it to be that catchy of techno. I was listening to it like 3 or 4 times, dancing in the dark with glow sticks in my room, man.
Yeah, it'll get you moving. And, you know, that's what big room bass does to you. It, you know, that's the whole idea of it, is, you know, just to get up and jump around and just have a good time and let go, you know?
Yeah, totally. It makes sense to me. Everybody should really give it a chance.
You know, it,
see what...
Definitely. And here's my take on EDM. And I know a lot of people call it techno, and, you know, that's cool. But there's actually over 300 different subgenres of EDM music. And when I say EDM, I mean electronic dance music. And, you know, you just got to find the right style for you. You know, it's kind of like when you turn on the radio and you have your one radio station that you listen to, and you hear all these big mainstream artists, and you kind of have a feel, and that's kind of what you stick to. You know, you don't really get a choice. It just, whatever's playing is just, you know, what you're listening to, and you don't get the choice to be like, oh, well, I only want a strictly hip-hop show, or I only want a strictly, you know, this genre show. But with EDM, you know, it's, you get the choice, and everything derives off of everything. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, and because most of that stuff is airing on, like, internet radio shows like this, there's, like, full shows of all different kinds, and you can find exactly what you're looking for.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And you know what, I mean, to the listeners out there and whatnot, you know, there is a lot of people who don't know our history, Blake, and, you know, and you've seen where I've came from as far as my musical talent from, you know, 2010 to now. It's definitely changed and improved, I would say, over the years. Wouldn't you agree?
I would say you have improved, and everyone who hears this song that I'm about to play, go check out a SoundCloud if you like it. All the Raver kids out there, all the punk rock kids, show this guy some love. He's a good friend of mine. So, you want me to play the song?
Yeah, but before you do that, let me go ahead and reach out to the people. If you don't know who I am, I'm DJ Swift Killer. I'm from San Diego. You know, I always hold it down. And you can find my SoundCloud at www.soundcloud.com/SwiftKiller. And I will spell that for you because you will probably get it wrong. And it's SWFTKILR. And, you know, if you like it, go show me some love. Hit the like or listen to all my tracks, you know. Or you can even buy them. It's up to you if you like it that much. But, yeah, go ahead, and I'm going to turn it over back to Blake, and he's going to go ahead and play it.
All right, all right. Hey, thanks for airing on the show.
Yeah, not a problem, man. Anytime.
All right. Well,
thanks
we'll
for having
get you on. All right. You have a good night.
You too, brother.
All right, that was DJ Swift Killer right over here, and that was a song, Big Jump. I really enjoyed that. So now we're on to the next thing, and it's going to be 420 Stoner Talk with Big Devin. I mean, Wrestle the Love Muscle. Hey, Wrestle, you there?
I thought we weren't going to do that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean Devin.
I like that. Wrestle the Love Muscle.
Yeah.
So I like that song, man. I was over here fist pumping.
Fist pumping, yeah, I know. That's my buddy DJ Swiftkiller for you. He's pretty good. So,
yeah.
Devin, did you do some research on, like, new strains and stuff like that?
Well, I thought I found something, but it ended up being a hoax. I was really excited. It looked awesome. I don't remember the name of it, but it was this strain they found up in the Blue Mountains in Australia, supposedly, or some place like that. I bet that was a hoax, too. But the bud looked real, like it was like pebbles, and the hairs were really red. It would have been amazing, but it was a pipe dream.
Dang. That's horrible, man. I mean,
it sounds pretty horrible.
I was excited. Yeah. It would have been awesome. It was supposed to be an entirely different strain from the three marijuana strains we have now.
Like the indica, sativas, and hybrids?
Well, the cannabis sativa, the sign, I can't remember the scientific names for them.
Oh.
There's three,
wow.
Though. Supposedly there was a fourth, but yeah, that's a no-go so far. I was excited.
Someone faked it.
Yeah.
If you don't mind me asking, what was the...
Go ahead.
What was what?
That's what I was going to ask you. You found out, like, it was a hoax, but what was the actual name of it?
I don't remember a name. I don't remember it having a name.
For sure. It's one of those question marks, yeah?
Yeah. Mystery Kush.
Mystery Kush. My favorite, when I used to smoke, was OG Kush, the Orange Kush. Hell yeah.
Oh, man. I haven't had Orange Kush in a long time.
So how about those dabs?
Oh, dabs? I haven't had a good dab in about a week. Last I had was this real dank shatter from a company called Moxie.
Really?
I guess it's a big seller. Yeah, it was a Critical X Haze shatter. It was dank as hell.
I mean,
real good hybrid.
I'm just what I'm talking about is like how much like smoking weed has advanced. Like it's like they're doing all sorts of shit with hydroponics and this and that and. You know, it's just becoming
then you're
really...
Gonna be started, man. Soon enough, they're going to have a strip that you just place on your tongue and you're gone for hours.
That is nuts. I mean, it went from just regular stress and then chronic came out and that was the big thing back in our day. And it was like going for $20 a G. Now you could get some chronic for like $7 a G, $5 a G, you know? It's just,
since they started making weed legal, it got 10 times more potent than it was back when it was on the streets.
How
ridiculous is that?
Super ridiculous. I mean, isn't that what they have a problem with, though? Is like, you know, the diehard stoners are always like, why don't... Well, this cures cancer and this does this and it's not man-made, but if you're having that influence of mixing it with chemicals, doesn't it just like throw the purpose of it being a God-made plant right out the window? Because it's like now it's like
you're talking about the butane.
Steroids. Well, I mean the butane when you make wax or you know just how they like hydroponic and like. Make it like super strain, you know, like Cat Williams says it the best, you know, like when he's talking about
yeah, there's something in here.
Yeah. Mm. Well, I'm gonna click over and to some reggae for our people to jam out on.
Ooh, that sounds
and then
nice.
we'll come back to this conversation right after the song. Okay?
All right.
All right.
Why we're here, just look at all we build in our lives, and we all disappear. A few of us are born with so much, while most of us are chasing down a dream that we just can't touch. So why we try so hard in this place, when pain and suffering's a guarantee and happiness is a phase? I wonder if one day we're at peace, or will this whole world just become like the Middle East? But when I was younger, I had the answers. I've got to say, with all of my answers, now that I'm older, turning to questions in front of me. I wonder where we go when we die, if there is anything past our lost sun and our sky. Cause airports only take us so high. Is it hidden in the stars? What's the answer to your soul dying? I wonder, do we get to come back? I wonder if I will remember these questions I've asked. Will I just start over again? I hope it's not too hard to find all of my old friends. But when we were younger, I had the answers. I've got to say, for all of my answers, now that I'm older, turning to questions in front of me. But when we were younger, when we were younger, I had the answers. I've got to say, what all of my answers, now that we're older, turn into questions in front of me. Yeah. I wonder if we get one true love, or maybe there's a few out there, or maybe not even one. I wonder if it's made up by man. I wonder if love is what we make with our own two hands. I wonder why I write all these songs. I wonder if you know what I'm saying when you sing along. And will you know my name when I'm gone? Or are you just to sit all these love songs? But when we were younger, when we were younger, I had the answers. I've got to say, for all of my answers, now that I'm older, turn into questions in front of me. Oh, but when we were younger, when we were younger, I had the answers. I've got to say, for all of my answers, now that
that was a good song by Soldiers of Jah Army called When We Were Younger. What'd y'all think of that song?
That was beautiful, man.
It really hit home with that. Really chill.
Yeah, it really describes our life, right?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Really reminiscing.
The ending song I got is a local San Diego band called NOK. And it's some of their old stuff. I've heard they've been working on a new CD. I've got them coming on here within the next, like, week. And I'm totally stoked for that. So anyways.
That should be fun.
Back to the smoking talk. So, like, DJ Swift Killer, what's your view on pot?
To be honest with you, man, it's not something for me. And, you know, and everyone has their own little niches here and there, you know. And I found because that, you know, I don't have any problem with anybody that does or anything, just because 95% of, you know, Southern Californians do, and that's just the way it is. But for me personally, it was just never really my thing. I tried it, and, you know, I had a bad experience, and it was just, that was, you know, my take on it. But I have no problems with it. I think it's very good for medicinal use. I think it's has a lot of great properties as far as healing, especially with a lot of people, you know, and it works for them. And if it works for you, you know, cool, man, I'm all for it. I have nothing against it. Honestly, I really have nothing against it. I think
this is a well-informed individual here.
Yes,
I'll tell you right now, you know, that my brother who passed away earlier this year, you know, right before to ease his pain, they gave him, you know, marijuana tablets, you know, in a pill form. And, you know, that was something I never heard of. I was like, oh, man, that's crazy.
I love that thing.
Yeah, you know, and it helped him, you know, it helped him ease his pain before he passed, and I'm totally for it. It's not for me, you know? And
I love people like that, man, they respect.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And not only that, like, you can't knock something until you try it, and even if you had a bad experience, there's obviously something in it that has helped millions of people, you know, and there's a reason why people get in trouble over it all the time, because obviously it's not legal, and if it is for you and your state, then cool, man, I'm totally for it too. But it's just one of those simple factors of, you know, right, and there's a reason why millions of people use it. You know, there's obviously a reason why it helps, and it's been scientifically proven.
The problem is millions of people also abuse it.
Right, and there is,
that's,
you know, a lot of people. Yeah, that is the problem, and you know what? There's always going to be that 1% that screws it up for everybody else. And,
exactly.
You know, if you can do it responsibly, I think it would be no more than easier to do it than what drinking is. You know, people abuse drinking more than anything in this entire planet, but yet it's not illegal. Whereas marijuana, if it was controlled in that kind of environment where there was an age restriction to where people a viable age to where there's a maturity in it, to where you know, you're not going to abuse it, or which could be federally regulated as far as what is abuse and what isn't, then I feel it should definitely be legalized.
I do too, and that's going to probably end 420 talk. On that note, we're going to
that was awesome.
we're kind of running out of time, and I still got another song to play, so... I mean,
it was nice meeting you there, Swift Killer.
DJ Swift Killer, for coming on and just talking to us and having a great time. You're a very intelligent person. Wouldn't you say so, Devin?
Absolutely. I like this guy. I can't wait to hear more from him.
Hey, thanks, guys, and thanks for having me. And again, I'm DJ Swift Killer, and tune to this radio station every day. And thanks again, Blake, for having me. And Devin, it was great meeting you. And go ahead and check out my page if you like it, and check out this radio show more often, people. It's definitely legit.
I'm at you right now.
All right, so tomorrow we might have Kevin Murphy from from the Vagrant Saints coming on to do an interview, and Dylan, my friend Dylan Verde, he's a beef stealer. Just had to throw that out there. He stole my beef jerky. Like teriyaki beef jerky. Well, no, it's sriracha.
Don't do that.
Yeah, so he just texted me right now. He's like, you didn't say it. So we got Kevin Murphy, hopefully, tomorrow night, if he can make it, with the Vagrant Saints at their practice. And I hope you like this last song, everybody. It's by a good friend of mine. And, okay, enjoy.
Thanks, man.
Know what it takes to keep a smile on my face. The sun and the air and the cold ocean breeze. With the ocean breeze just blowing towards me. No other place I'd rather be. So take me, oh, you wanna take me, oh. So beat me down and my feet on the ground. Heard the music so I follow the sound. Got you the pier, crack me up here, I know it's 5 o'clock somewhere. So take me, oh, who wanna take me,
and that was N.O.K., guys. And till next time on Woody Bear Radio, this is a good night. Have a good night, guys. And everybody, thanks for tuning in. Anything you guys want to say? We got 30 seconds left.
No, man. Thank you for having me again. And, you know, it was a great show. Thanks for having me anytime. I'll be more than welcome to come back.
Yeah, man. I had fun.
Devin, it's always a pleasure. All right, you guys.
Yeah.
Have an excellent
always
night.
Good to hear from you, Blake.
Woody Bear's out. Woody Bear's out.
Good night.